On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we are reminded of that great personal revelation that our Lord had given to Saint Faustina. And in that intimate dialogue, how the Lord wished mercy, that the gifts that flow from his sacred heart, the gift of grace, the gift of blessing, the gift of healing, the gift of love, infinite love, divine mercy, pardon, and peace would be proclaimed and shared throughout the world, and to pray in reparation for sins, for our own personal sins, those of our family and friends, and those of the whole world. I remember the first time that I prayed that chaplet of Divine Mercy and got to the end and was surprised to say, Jesus, I trust in you. And I remember my first response. I was, no, I don't. I said the words and I said, Lord, I do not trust you. Not because you're not trustworthy, but because of my fear. Because of all my sins, because of my guilt and my own shame, because our sin causes us to feel that somehow God is going to persecute us, that somehow God is going to punish us. And so rather than feeling this love, this infinite love, and this incredible divine mercy, our fear doesn't allow us to trust in God, who is trustworthy and has done nothing to mistrust or cause us to mistrust in him. And so God, so graciously, he had to heal that inside of me. And I remember when I celebrated my first good confession. We must put the word good before confession, because some of us go to confession and we have malicious intent. Sometimes we presume on God's mercy. We say, well, I'll just sin and I'll go to confession. Or we go into a confession without really intending to go and sin no more. Or worse yet, we go into the confession not knowing that God knows all our sins. He was there when we sinned. God is always with us. And so we mask our sins, or we don't tell our sins, or we begin to excuse our sins. Like, I haven't committed a mortal sin, or I just told a little white lie. All sin is hurtful. All sin is deceitful. All sin causes the whole entire world to suffer. And so the Lord wants to come into our midst and say, peace be with you. And so I'm thankful for my first good confession. But I have to tell you, as shameful as it is, not knowing how to make a good confession, I thought I would just go and I will real quickly make an appointment, confess my sins, and 5 minutes I would be in and out. But that day, God had another plan for me. And I remember going there, and the Father had everything so beautiful. He had everything so beautiful. There was Gregorian chant as I came in. There was a couple of candles lit. And I said, oh, Lord, you did all this for 5 minutes. I'm just coming in. I'm telling I'm sorry, and I'm out of here. But God, in his divine mercy, he had a plan. He knew that I needed a cause to say thank you to God. We all need a reason to say thank you to God. The more that we say thank you to God, the more we're going to trust him. And the more that we trust him, the more that we will ask him to heal our brokenness, our sinfulness, the more we're going to have reason to say thank you, to be filled with gratitude, the more that we will trust him. God needed to heal me so I can say, thank you, Jesus, so that I can ultimately say from my heart with confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. And in that confession, the Lord graciously, he examined my heart, he examined my conscience, and every time I went and said I was sorry, the Lord wanted to scoop out more out of me. That's what Pope Francis said. He said, every time we ask for mercy, we're asking the Lord to scoop out the misery inside of us that's caused by our sinfulness. And then now God can fill us with his grace and blessing, his healing, his love, mercy, pardon, and peace. And so little by little, every time I made a good confession within that confession, I would hear, let's make another examination of conscience. And every time the Lord deeper and deeper got me to say, I'm sorry from the depth of my heart. And I remember at the conclusion of that good confession, when our Lord and Jesus and this poor priest, he says, is that all? And I said, yes, Lord. You got it all. You got it all. And I remember receiving absolution after this first good confession. I felt beautiful. I felt clean. Clean again. I've never felt this clean feeling. I felt holy. And I remember the feeling. I said, Lord, if you give me this feeling, I am yours. I want to feel like this all the time. And I heard, go in peace. Your sins have been forgiven. And 3 days later, just like the resurrection, the Lord called me to the priesthood. And I get to feel that way every day. Allow the Lord to scoop out your misery. Do not be afraid of the Lord. He did not send his son to condemn you. Scripture says he sent him into the world not to condemn us, but to save us. Don't go in there hiding your sins. God already knows what you did. He was there. But come. Come to the Lord and allow him to scoop out your misery and fill you with his grace, his peace, his blessing, his love, his mercy, his pardon, and more peace. He keeps saying, peace be with you, so that we can go and sin no more. To be able to really say, Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner, is to know that God will truly heal what's inside of you. You will thank him for it. You will say thank you. And you will trust in Jesus from the bottom of your heart. Jesus, I trust in you.